This chapter 24, Mishnah 2, this Mishnah is going to go into what one is allowed to do to feed the animals on Shabbos and what one is not allowed to do. And the reason one would not be allowed to do it is to avoid excessive labor. So to avoid excessive labor on Shabbos, there are certain things which a person can't do to feed the animals. Let's see, the Mishnah says, Matin pikeya amilifnei behema, one may loosen bunches of sheaves of corn or fenugreek before the cattle on Shabbos, and the reason being that while these things are tied up, the animals can't eat them. It's not like it's food for the animal. Can't be eaten. So a person would be permitted to untie them in order to prepare them for food for the animals. Umefas pesim es akifin. Also, one can separate and scatter kifin, which are moist cedar shoots. And again, the reason is because the cattle can only eat them in this way. And therefore one would be able to do that on Shabbos. Avalo es hazirin, but not separate on Shabbos before the cattle zirin, which are bundles of straw that were tied with three knots. And because they are pressed tightly together by all the knots, they can't be eaten, but it would be enough here if one were to just loosen the knots. Once the knots have been loosened, in this case, the animal could eat them. And therefore, that is all one is allowed to do. Just loosen the knots. That's enough. One wouldn't be able to untie it completely and certainly not scatter out the straw. That would be excessive trouble on Shabbos and that wouldn't be permitted. Ein meraskin lo es ha-shachas v'lo es ha-charuvin lifnei behema. Next case, one may not chop up corn or carob pods before the cattle. And this is talking about on Shabbos. And, Bain daka, bain gasa, and also it doesn't matter whether the animals are small animals or large animals. And again, this is because it's unnecessary. It doesn't need to be prepared in this way on Shabbos in order for the animal to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda mate becheruvin ledaka. Rabbi Yehuda says it is permitted to chop up carob pods before a small animal because he holds that the teeth of the small animal can't eat the carob pods unless they're chopped up. And therefore one would be able to chop up carob pods on Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda. He brings over here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda.